Professor Dr. Ian Hancock said that most of Roma of Europe and America now believe that they are Jats and Rajputs from India who migrated from India to Bharatan, the great land.
वेलकम बैक, इस एपिसोड में आपका स्वागत है। मैं हूं आपका होस्ट शादाब और आज हम बात करने वाले हैं रोमा हिस्ट्री और उसकी हिंदुस्तानी रूट्स के बारे में। कहां पे इनकी जर्नी स्टार्ट हुई थी, क्या आज इनकी सिचुएशन चल रही है और आजकल क्या क्या ये अचीव कर रहे हैं और आगे क्या करना चाहते हैं। बट उससे पहले हम एक मिनट के लिए पद्मश्री डॉक्टर एस एस शशि की बात सुनेंगे। डॉक्टर शशि एक वर्ल्ड क्लास स्कॉलर हैं। इन्होंने रोमास के ऊपर बहुत रिसर्च की है और इन्होंने करीबन 500 किताबें अलग अलग टॉपिक्स पे लिखी हैं। ये हमें बताते हैं कि किस तरीके से इनकी फाउंडेशन ने सरकार के साथ मिलके रोमानी लोगों को हिंदुस्तान से जोड़ने पे काम किया है। चलिए शुरू करते हैं।
And all my students here, my faculty members, they take Roma people, this service to the Roma people, as education for them, as a mission. Don't take like this a formal relation. These people are coming from time to time to India with their great motive, thinking that they will go to Rajasthan, they will visit to South India, they will visit to Haridwar.
तो ये थे डॉक्टर शशि और अब हम बात करने वाले हैं उनकी हिस्ट्री के बारे में, किस तरीके से वो इंडिया से रिलेटेड हैं और क्या उनकी स्टोरी अभी तक रह चुकी है।
There are about 7 to 12 million Roma around the world, about 1 million of which live in the United States and between 5 to 8 million of whom live in Europe, particularly in Eastern Europe. A non-white and non-territorial population of Asiatic origin, Roma are being subjected today to intense and increasing hostility. The Roma with the black hair, black eyes, brownish-whitish complexion migrated from India and arrived in Europe in the 10th and the 13th century AD via Iran, Turkey and Egypt. According to historical researches, many Roma were the brave soldiers of Prithviraj Chauhan's army in the 12th century. Chauhan's army were divided into various clans and over the course of time who are known as the Roma of today. Traditionally tolerant and respectful towards all religions, the Roma readily have absorbed practices around them. They had behind them two or three centuries of fatalist life in countries through which they traveled. Status was based on cruel economic use of people. The history of Roma has been full of torture, suffering and miseries. In Germany, the Nazis imposed heavy restrictions and were choked to death in the gas chambers. 250,000 gypsies were killed by Nazis. They were imprisoned in concentration camps and exterminated. The suffering and torture continued in Europe for decades, and the governments of Poland, Norway, Denmark and Sweden tried to expel them from their territories. Some Roma arrived in Britain in the middle of the 15th century and were scattered all over the country. While in Romania, Bulgaria and other communist countries, they were forced to work under inhuman conditions. In Scotland during the year 1627, all gypsies were ordered to be forcibly recruited by the army and later banished to the West Indies, Jamaica and other places. Amongst all these atrocities, old Yugoslavia was the only country where Roma got their nationality for the first time. In the current scenario, many Roma still face persecution and discrimination and are denied rights and services in the countries where they live. Authorities in Italy have denied housing to Roma families, even those born in Italy, on the grounds that people living in cheap, makeshift metal containers in isolated Roma camps already have a permanent housing. And in 2013, about 10,000 Roma were expelled from France after their camps were destroyed. Present conditions of Roma in EU. On one hand, they have significant factors causing Roma to leave the country, including unemployment, poverty, and increasing levels of racism in countries of origin. These factors are compounded by the effects of economic crisis and violent attacks against Roma. On the other hand, there is also important pull factors, mainly the aspirations for improved living standards, as well as the prospects of finding work and better educational opportunities for the children. Recent decades have also seen Roma organizations and individuals working to secure the rights for Roma worldwide, to preserve Roma traditions, culture, and to provide resources for Roma communities. The Roma Education Fund supports education programs to assist Roma students and to help integrate them into the educational systems that have historically excluded them worldwide. Among others, Research Foundation India have done extensive work on Roma. The Roma Support Group RSG was created to promote awareness of Roma traditions and culture. And in recent past, Roma have been allowed to set up organizations and publish periodicals in Bulgaria. There are various solutions to the Roma problem and can be tackled by various measures, like the support of local initiatives, positive action initiatives, policy mainstreaming, training of the public officials. Also, the work of organizations with Roma people needs to be based on the recognition of the distinct identities and cultures. The way forward looks challenging yet promising, and few Roma have achieved community-wide success in various professions. In 2011, Hungarian politician and international Romani activist received the International Woman of Courage Award from the US State Department, recognizing her efforts promoting Roma recognition and their rights in Hungary. The traveling population originally supported themselves as performers, artisans, and tradespeople. Family relationships play an important role in traditional Roma society and often form the backbone of larger community groups. Roma are often celebrated for their musical heritage, which has influenced jazz, bolero, flamenco music, as well as classical composers like Franz Liszt. Romani music influence still lives on in modern form and adaptation by various successful musicians like the famed BKGO.
सुनने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। अगर आपको यह एपिसोड पसंद आई तो लाइक का बटन जरूर दबाइए और सब्सक्राइब कीजिए, क्योंकि हमें मोटिवेशन देता है कि हम आपके लिए और बेटर कंटेंट बना के लेके आ पाएं। और इसी बात पे मिलते हैं अगली बार।